Tuesday. Today is November the 26th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, recently, President Biden put out a request for more funding for agriculture and disaster relief, given all the crazy weather events we've had and the devastation coming from the hurricanes down in the southeast. We'll have all the details on that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, President Joe Biden is asking Congress to fund $21 billion in aid for farmers and ranchers as part of a $98.6 billion overall disaster package the president proposed that Congress pass before the end of the year. Now, in a letter to House Speaker Mike Johnson, the White House detailed some of the country's needs recovering from natural disasters and economic challenges. The president cited a need to provide more emergency funding to help communities recover from Hurricane Helene and Milton, as well as other natural disasters. Now, to bolster the president's request, the White House Office of Management and Budget released a disaster assessment from the different federal departments. Included was a letter from Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack to congressional appropriators earlier in November. The letter said, due to the level of devastation resulting from Hurricanes Helene and Milton, the department will likely need additional tools to comprehensively address the challenges of producers and rural communities. For instance, without additional funding for emergency watershed protection, assistance to local communities to clear debris and restore culverts, bridges, and other infrastructure will be delayed. In recent disasters, Congress provided additional funding to support farmers and ranchers with crop losses. Without this funding, uninsured producers will not get any assistance. Now, for the USDA, Biden proposed $23.5 billion overall, the lion's share of which would go to help farmers and ranchers who have suffered livestock or crop losses due to the hurricanes, droughts, and wildfires. And another $1 billion will go to the Emergency Watershed Protection Program, that to help rural communities deal with debris removal and infrastructure repairs. The USDA funding would also go to create permanent pay reforms for federal wildfire firefighters and support food aid to people hit by disasters and food banks that may have been affected by Hurricanes Helene and Milton. Biden's letter also cited the Small Business Administration has already had its disaster loan program completely exhausted, and Congress must act to restore that $2 billion in funding. The White House stated that the SBA loans are pivotal lifelines for local businesses. The SBA had received more than 100,000 loan applications just tied to Hurricanes Helene and Milton. The White House also added the American people cannot afford to any further delay the restoration of this vital funding. The White House also proposed $40 billion to restore funding for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, which has been trying to support recovery from the two hurricanes. Congress last passed a comprehensive disaster package in 2022, and as recently as 2017 spent over $120 billion in disaster aid following Hurricane Harvey, Irma, and Maria. Now, House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson on Monday also highlighted his tour through Florida and Georgia to see the hurricane damage, and Thompson cited projections from the University of Georgia that the hurricane caused an overall economic impact of $6.46 billion to the ag industry in that state. In Florida, state officials estimated Milton caused between $1.5 billion and $2.5 billion in damage to crops and agricultural infrastructure. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, with Thanksgiving right around the corner, we're going to talk turkey today. A little bit about preparing that bird. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
It supposedly was famed ancient Roman soldier and leader Julius Caesar who said, "Vini, vidi, vici," which means, another fanfare, please, come on. That's better. "I came, I saw, I conquered. But at Thanksgiving turkey time, it's usually I came, I thawed, I cooked it. But That is indeed the trouble with buying a frozen turkey, that thawing process, getting the bird on the table when people are ready to eat it. As to the thawing procedure, we asked the expert, in this case, Meredith Carruthers. She's with the Agriculture Department's Meat and Poultry Hotline, the number of which we'll give you in a moment. So, Meredith, what is the best way to defreeze that bird?
Thawing in the refrigerator is going to be the safest method of thawing just because it ensures that the product that you're thawing is staying at a safe temperature throughout the entire thawing process. We really don't recommend to thaw at room temperature just because that could allow bacteria to grow that could then make you sick if consumed.
So you say
refrigerator thawing is the safest way to thaw your turkey.
But it's also the longest.
It'll take about 24 hours for every 5 pounds of turkey. So you want to do the math, ensure you're giving yourself enough days to try and get that turkey fully thawed.
Days? Days? Yeah, that's right. My 12-pound turkey won't be thawed for 3 days. And for me, when it comes to cooking, my theme song always seems to be...
I'm late for a very important date.
See, I've only got hours, not days, to get this turkey ready to go.
Don't sweat. We have a few recommendations for you as well.
Oh, good.
Cold water is another safe way of thawing a turkey. We recommend submerging it in cold water, but then replacing that water about every 30 minutes to ensure it is, in fact, staying cold enough. And that should help thaw it a little bit quicker.
Yeah, it looks like it would take about 30 minutes a pound. So that's 6 hours for my 12-pounder. Just for the thawing, let alone the cooking. I've got to do better than that. Is there any hope for me? What can I do?
You can actually cook the turkey from the frozen state. It's just going to take a little bit longer for that turkey to fully come to a safe internal temperature and be cooked and ready to eat.
Yes, they say it'll take about 1.5 times longer to get that internal temperature up to the 165 degrees needed to kill any bacteria in there. So instead of an approximate cooking time for my totally thawed 12-pounder of about 20 minutes a pound or 4 hours, the frozen bird would take about roughly 6 hours. Need more help with that dinner in any way? Try calling the Meat and Poultry Hotline, 1-888-MP-Hotline, 1-888-MP-Hotline. Or for a chat, go online to ask.usda.gov. This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.